We've arrived.
Brr.
We've arrived again.
Brr.
The end of an era is here.
You're probably wondering, oh, you're going to say, I'm just kidding.
No. It is the end of the Spicy Fruit podcast.
This is the last episode. What, like over 100 episodes in.
That's over 2 years.
Dang.
I feel like this is like our fifth time doing this. This is it. This end of an era.
Yeah, but not the podcast. This is the first time with the podcast.
It is, but I mean, people listening, this is not clickbait.
Nope.
This is for real. I mean, look, listen. Our life is changing, right?
Mm-hmm. We got a lot going on right now.
I probably asked you this like 3 times. When are you moving? I keep forgetting.
August, the beginning of August. Yeah, it's like less than a month and a half.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's for real? Like,
yeah.
Did you like set up trucks and...
Yep.
Like,
movers come August 1st.
Did you start packing already?
Yeah.
For real?
I'm 10 boxes in.
Oh my gosh. Dang, it's for real now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. I don't know what to say, bro. It's just like... I'm low-key glad it's ending the way it is.
Yeah.
So we could both move on to whatever we need to do.
Yeah.
Plus, podcasts are expensive, man.
Podcasts are expensive. Oh my God. Podcasts, we've been pretty much breaking even for the last 2 years.
Nah,
like, everything we put in goes to the editors and stuff.
Negative. Negative. But it's okay.
We're here
for friendship. We're here for fun. We're here for connectivity.
Yeah.
And we're here to just connect with the audience.
Yeah, and our kids one day will find out that we did a podcast. And we'll be like, oh, yeah, we forgot we did a podcast like 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to listen to it. Probably on the way to school every morning, and they're gonna be like, "Dad, you got a potty now." It's gonna be interesting. And then I'm gonna be across the country now, so I'll still, every time I come to California, which I'm assuming is probably once every 2 months,
yeah,
I'll see you, and then our kids will meet.
Do you see yourself living there for the rest of your life? Is that forever home?
I think it's like the next decade home at least.
Okay.
I feel like maybe 5 years, and then if we want to try something else, we can.
Bro, that's what I said moving here from North Carolina to here. I was like, I'm just going to try it out for 4 years.
Yeah.
Been freaking here for what? 12 years?
Yeah.
Jeez, dog.
Yeah.
Life does change, and it usually does not happen the way you want it to happen. It happens the way it's supposed to happen. It's usually how it goes.
But a lot of times... it doesn't happen the way you want it to happen. And then later on, you realize that is how you would have chosen for it to happen if you could.
Yep, because you are stubborn to not realize it
when
you're in that moment. That's the reality of it.
Yeah, but it's just, change is scary.
It is. Like how my hair has changed. In the beginning, episode one, my hair was long. I buzzed it. Now it's back to long.
I think my hair was like mullet long, right?
I think so.
I think it was mullet long back in the day.
Yeah, our hairs have gone through a lot of changes.
Yeah.
And just like hair, life is the same. It's short, it's long, it's funky, it's wild. But at the end of the day, the roots are the same.
Yeah.
Hey, clip that.
Let's clip that.
Clip that.
That's viral.
Someone's going to be like, oh my God, I needed that today. Thank you, Roy Wasabi Guava. Love you, bro.
Bro. So let's talk about the future.
Of you? Of me.
Of us.
Of us, yeah.
So we're ending the podcast because and I know a lot of you, especially the ones that listen to all the podcasts, are like, wait, I thought you were gonna do it virtually. But we realized like
that's kinda hard, dog.
It's hard, and it's we have so much going on.
I know.
I have to move, then I have to find a house, then I have to plan a wedding, and you gotta be a papa.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just take a lot.
It would take a lot.
I feel like, and it would take a lot away from your first year with your little one.
Yeah, dude, I saw this post. It's like the richest you can be is spending with your child as much as you can.
Yeah.
More than any job, more than any monies can give you. A rich person is the one who spends time with their kids.
Yeah. I saw another clip, and this guy was like, or this is like this rich celebrity actor, and they were like,
yeah.
What do you, what do you envy the most? Or what are you most jealous of?
Mm.
And he said, anyone who still has little kids running around their house.
Oh, I saw that. That was Bob Odenkirk from Better Call Saul. He said that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is. You popped in my head. Yeah. And he said, it's just makes the house so lively. And then I saw another post. It said, take your kids to Disneyland often because you never take the same kid to Disneyland.
Yeah. Dog.
Even if they're 6 months older, it's a different kid.
Dude. My freaking daughter is so different now, dude. She's starting to crawl, stand, dude. She didn't do that last time you were here, and that was 2 weeks
ago. She freaking crawled 3 feet to get my chapstick that I didn't let her have.
It just goes so fast, bro.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like bro, you know what's sad?
What?
I don't even remember much of the newborn phase. Like, I forgot what she looked like, unless I look at pictures. Like, I forgot how heavy she felt. Even though that was like 6 months ago, I don't remember much of it.
You know what you already can't do anymore?
Hold my newborn baby.
Yeah, in the palm of your hands. Like AJ's song, did you hear his song?
No.
He said this is probably, it was like his first Father's Day, and he's talking about being a father, and he's like, I'm never going to be able to hold you in the palm of my hands again. I can hold you, but I can't hold you in the palm of my hands anymore. That's crazy.
You can just work up your biceps.
There you go. You just got to get your grip strength up.
Biceps.
Just hold it from the head like this.
Oh my God, bro.
Upside down.
So the other week, my wrists were hurting so bad, and I couldn't figure out why. And then I realized it's holding the baby.
Dang.
Because you thought it was like the biceps, but you got to literally keep your wrist locked like this for like minutes and minutes and hours for weeks.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. Babies cause arthritis and carpal tunnel.
That's why you got to make sure you're fit.
At the same damn time.
I saw this post too. This workout guy's like, you know, my kids will not remember me for my six pack or you know, my big biceps. They'll remember me for, you know, doing activities with them, chasing them, playing hide and seek with them.
Yep.
So this is why, you know, working out for aesthetics is good, but working out for functionality is better.
Mm-hmm.
So I can play with my kids as long as possible.
Yep.
I don't know why I said I spoke in that voice. He was an Asian guy, but he spoke very American.
Okay, do Asian voice. No. This is the final episode. Let's keep it clean.
I was just going to whatever, man. Yeah, what a guy to lose, bro.
Oh, you're right.
We can say all the
things.
You ready for this? Hey, stay tuned, bro. Like, people watching, listening, Alex and I will kiss sometime in this episode. So just keep listening.
Mm-hmm.
You think we're capping? We're not.
Dang.
What's up?
Nothing. It's just I can't wait to get to like your phase where your only focus is one thing. Like mine, I got the wedding, I got the moving, I got to get my car shipped, I got to do this, I got to do that. I have a yard sale, I got Abu Dhabi, I got Indonesia, Thailand, Philippines. It's just all in six.
Those are just steps.
Yeah, you're right.
Get through it.
I just can't wait to have an excuse to be like, nope, can't do it. Sorry. Whoop! Oh, I got a baby. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? I can't go.
I've been doing that a lot recently, dog. I've been doing it a lot recently. It's like, bro, like our team. I don't know if you got the same thing. It's like, you want to do Fear Factor?
Yeah.
I was like, nah, I got a baby.
Fear Factor still happening?
That's what I said.
What?
I was like, no, I got. I can't do like 2 weeks away from my kid, bro.
2 weeks? That's how long it takes?
Yep.
Dang, that sucks because those shows, even if you lose, you still have to stay. So they don't like.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, most of the time in like Survivor, Bachelor, Fear Factor, if you lose on the first day, you still have to stay there 7 days because if you leave and you're out in the world, they're going to know you lost.
Bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah, life just shifts, bro. Like your perspective, just kind of everything that you used to care about, you don't care about anymore.
Yeah.
You're like, nah, I'm good, bro.
Yeah.
And then like. For me, what I'm learning the most as a dad right now is getting rid of my needs.
Needs?
Needs.
What's this?
Like, my own selfishness. Like, selfishness for my own time and my own, like, you know, I like it's like golfing. I like to go golfing.
Yeah.
I do things for me. I kind of just, like, it's not for me anymore, bro.
Wait, what? You don't take care of yourself? What are you talking about?
Huh?
You don't do things just that like, are good for you?
Things that I used to do for myself.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, things that are, like leisurely stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't do it anymore?
I don't do as much anymore. or a little
anymore? Why not? Is that bad or good?
I think it's good.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm using that time for the baby.
Oh, yeah. But you got to take care of yourself so that you can show up better. You got to take care of yourself. You got to.
I am, bro.
Yeah. Okay, good. Just good.
Not as much as like.
You're like, I don't eat anymore. I don't even care water. Who cares about water? Like,
maybe I should. I should rethink that. Yeah. You know, I'm not good with words. But I'm just saying my needs are not important no more.
No more.
Not anymore. They're still important, but just different. It's so hard to balance things. That's what I'm learning. Anyways.
Also, it's not just, you're not just taking care of a baby. You're taking care of a mom, too.
Yeah, dude.
Like, before, it was just your wife.
Unit. Yep.
Now it's a mom. Now she has different needs.
Yep.
And we all have needs. She's probably still recovering.
They're my S tier, bro. Everything else is A tier.
There you go.
And below, I don't know. I haven't been in therapy in like a week. I miss it.
I got to freaking get started on this wedding, man. I haven't done anything. I haven't like even reached out to like a wedding planner or nothing.
God. Damn, maybe you guys should reach out.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying, but she gets overwhelmed. So like,
it is overwhelming. Well,
it's not overwhelming on its own, but with everything that's going on with the moving and like she's moving. We're both moving out of somewhere we lived for 12 years. She's moving to a new place. I'm moving back. So like, it's a lot going on. So anytime I bring up anything wedding wise, she's like, I'm overwhelmed. And then I'm like, okay. But
yeah.
I did talk her. I was like, hey, we don't have to talk about it, but let's just set a date to reach out to a wedding planner. And then that's it.
Yes.
That's it. That's all we, let's do that first.
Yes. Yes.
And then they can tell us what's the next step, when we should actually do it. And like, we could pick a date and we could figure it out.
Absolutely. That was our first step too, bro.
Yeah.
Just thinking about wedding too. And I can't imagine on your end with the whole everything going on.
Yeah.
We had nothing much going on and we still stressed out about getting started for a wedding because you don't know where to start.
Getting started is hard. It's just like working out. Like, I feel like the hardest part of working out is getting to the gym.
Yeah.
Or like picking up the first weight. Once you do that, you're good. Then you're just going to be like, whatever, I'm here. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So just getting started. That's all we have to do.
Oh, yeah. Unless it's leg day and the gym's closed, you're happy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Then that's good times. That's good times.
But no, wedding planner, for sure, it helps a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh my goodness. Everyone needs a wedding planner if they can afford one.
Yeah.
It helps a lot.
We're going to definitely get that in the works. We're going to figure that out for sure.
I think the most stressful part, other than, you know, I mean, venue is cool. It's fun.
Yeah.
You go see the venue, whatever. The most stressful part of the wedding is freaking guest list. Oh my God.
Yeah, I know.
Bro.
You know, like we made a decision. Oh. We were going to be like no kids, but now we're going to say no one under 21.
Lit.
Because like if they're under 21, they're not my friend.
Yep.
Like, I don't know you. You're barely even a real person.
Guest list, bro. And especially if the parents get involved.
Oh, on both ends. Both our moms are pushing for people that, oh my, they held me when I was a baby.
Yeah.
30 bro. Years ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on. And then also, like, did you let people have plus ones? Are you selective? Like, you're like, oh, you can have one, you can have one.
It depends. Luckily, our parents were super chill about it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're just going to invite just a little bit, just immediate close. Yeah. But as far as, like, plus one, we kind of characterize them in a group where it's like, can we have a double date with them?
Yeah, that's good.
Or just a nice little dinner with them, and we're okay.
Then yeah.
If the answer is yes, then give them a plus one.
Yeah, I'm thinking, so you had to know the plus one.
Like, not specifically. It depends on the, if it's like a single person who we've known for a long time and we're tight with, and we can sit down with the dinner like with them, and they care.
But you never met their plus one. It's fine.
There were only like three people with that.
Yeah, because I'm thinking like, I guess I'll let people have plus ones, but only like not a first date. I'm like, don't bring a first date.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, if you're in a relationship with somebody, then you can bring them, especially the people that would come from California, because I'm like, oh, they're going to come by themselves, and they probably, like, yeah. So you could bring a relationship, but you can't bring no first date. don't bring a Tinder date to my wedding.
Oh, hey, no.
Yeah.
Don't
so I think, how many do you have of yours?
150, exactly.
I think we're going to aim for 100. But the problem is, now that we're going to do it in North Carolina, I have so many cousins there.
I mean, you can't write them off, bro.
What do you mean?
You can't uninvite them, right?
No, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But I'm like, because when Aaron had his wedding, all our cousins came, but like, the uncles and aunts, like their parents didn't come.
Oh, got it.
So now that we're there, that adds probably that's like 20 people to the list because we're in North Carolina.
That's 20% of the list.
Yeah.
You got to figure it out, bro. That's just it, bro. It's just like a conversation you have to have specifically with your mom.
You know, there is family, but like, they don't know my middle name.
Bro, I think that's
how... You know your cousin's middle names?
Nope. I do not know their middle names.
Me either. Nope. I know what they look like. I know stories from when we grew up together. And I know what...
Hey, how about this? Whenever you do the guest list, because we usually do it on like Google Docs or whatever, and it's like, oh, write your email. I need your address, whatever. And the very bottom, do a 3-question test.
Yeah.
If they get it all right, then they get invited.
Okay, what is the questions?
What's my middle name?
One.
I don't know. What's something silly?
What's my middle name?
Mm-hmm.
Something that like, I'm trying to think of something like friends that I see, like JC wouldn't know, but Matt would know, and you would know.
Okay.
So,
I mean, it's like, do you want to use those questions to not invite people that you don't like, I guess?
No, I do want to invite people. I just don't want to be obligated because I don't want to just be like, oh, I'm getting married. If you're a part of my life, you're going to be there. I want to be, oh, I'm getting married if we care about each other and you care about this relationship.
Yes.
And you want to come and celebrate our specific, not just love, you want to come celebrate our specific relationship.
Yep.
And not just going because weddings
Clout.
Are fun.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's then what should, we're going for, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like,
Yeah, I mean, that's just, like I said, that's the hardest part of the wedding planning.
Is the guest list.
The guest list. You really have to just talk it out amongst you and Alexis, and then talk it out between your parents and her parents.
Yeah.
And you got to explain to them, like, hey, you know, this is a celebration for us.
Yep.
I know you guys love your family members, but at the end of the day, we're paying for this wedding.
Mm-hmm.
It's our wedding, and we want it to be our way.
I think I'm going to do it on a Friday during the daytime so that people have to work. And if they really care, they'll take that day off of work.
That's what people do sometimes.
Yeah.
Some people do Thursdays.
Yep. I'd be like, Friday's good because I don't want them to have to get up early the next day. But I do, but they have to go to work. They got to call out that day. How much you care about this?
That's true. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I mean, people do that in destination weddings to kind of like weed out the people.
Yeah, that's what I thought was kind of happening with North Carolina. I was like, oh, there's so many people in the last 12 years that like would be hurt if I didn't invite them. But now they're not going to travel across the country. Like they're down to go down the street.
But yeah.
Only the people that care will come to North Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'll think about it though.
Yeah. 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 Well, you got to check your schedule. You're dead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's
You're
Friday.
Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. It's just kind of far too.
I got a baby. What do you want me to do? I don't know.
I got a baby, bro. What is this? Fear factor?
Well, she'll be able to walk.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah, dude.
In a year? Yeah.
Oh, she'll be walking probably in
talking,
like
right?
3 months, bro.
And talking.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Do you have a date like next summer?
No. We know definitely.
Oh, there's a car. Hold on. Shut up.
Shh. This is a momentous occasion.
There we go.
That would be crazy.
Hey.
You think she could do it?
Heck yeah. She could do it right now, bro. She'll eat the flowers, though.
She got to audition. You got to show me the tricks, whatever tricks she knows now.
All right, babe.
And I'll see if it's good enough.
Cool.
What tricks she know?
She knows how to stand a little bit.
a little bit. Mm-hmm. Can she do any like impressions or anything?
No, she can smile. Oh my gosh, where's my phone? I got she has a cute smile. Look, she was eating beans yesterday.
Oh,
had two bottom teeth. It's cute. Anyways.
You know, I laid in her little playpen.
Yeah.
And filmed her pulling my hair for like 5 minutes.
You did?
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to show her one day. I'm like, here, look, this is why I have no hair right now, because look what you did 10 years ago.
You're going to traumatize her.
Well, she needs to learn sometime.
True, man. True, bro.
I can't, Flower Girl.
Yeah, Flower Girl is cool. See, this is why we're ending the podcast, man. We're just moving on. Life moves on so fast.
I had more fun doing this than I did getting Wasabi Productions back together.
What do you mean?
Like, I enjoyed the podcast more than I enjoyed the stress of trying to get the Wasabi going again.
Oh, just yeah. Like chatting.
The podcast is fun,
it's just
yeah.
Therapy, bro.
It's just therapy. It's just talking, catching up.
Talking.
Do you, I mean, like, how often do you, are you locked in to a conversation with one person?
Just talking, bro.
Do you ever do that?
Locked in.
For an hour with one person? No. Consistently.
It's awkward, bro.
Yeah, it's awkward. After like hey, 20
Leo,
minutes.
Let's talk, bro. So how's it going, man?
Honestly, bro, I think the hack is just to bring a microphone. Two microphones everywhere you go.
Two microphones.
If you want to have an intimate conversation anywhere, just be like, hey, here's a microphone. So what's up, man?
Let's go.
See, it's crazy.
This is nice. Like, yeah, this is cool.
Right?
Maybe it'd be good to do this with like our kids. Like when they're like 5 and be like first day of school, be like, all right, let's go to the talking room. And we both have mics. I'm like, so what happened?
Oh yeah, that's pretty cute.
And then they'll probably tell you things they wouldn't even think to tell you.
Yeah. That's actually pretty cute.
Yeah, that is cool. Just a debrief room.
Oh.
That's pretty cute.
That's good. Communication is the number one source of happiness.
Yeah.
It really is though.
So what's the future? What's your next 5 years look like?
Other than baby.
Yeah. That's the main thing. But what are the little side things?
Bro, honestly, the 5 years,
mm-hmm.
spending as much time as with the baby.
Because mm-hmm.
once they go to school, then you have more free time.
Yeah.
So, right? Once mm-hmm. they go to school, you have what? Extra
8 hours?
8 hours of your day.
Yep.
Yeah. Honestly, not looking
preschool,
forward to that.
That's 4. So you got like 4 years.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird because you just spend so much time. Honestly, I don't know. I mean, I have the Roblox.
Roblox? Okay.
I mean, Roblox is pretty
that?
Chill.
A channel?
It's a channel. I'm trying it out.
Is
I
it
what, play a lot.
Guava Blocks? Guava Blocks?
Is that what it is? It's called Guava Blocks.
Really?
It is.
No way.
It is.
What?
Yeah. Crazy. I used to play Roblox a lot, and then the whole bath slime thing happened and that took off, so I just kind of pivoted.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to just restart and try it again. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good because you've been doing the gaming for like the last year or two, and then now you're like narrowing in on what gaming or like what niche and what you like.
Yeah, that's very good. Specific. And it's good for like kids. So whenever, you know, my daughter, if she ever gets screen time.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, that's dad. I was like, yeah. You want to play? Like, yeah, sure.
Nice. And then you got your little side quest. You got your planter.
Oh, yeah. I didn't post on that. Yeah. I'm trying to run more.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get my body I think my body just needs to be optimal and functional. It is so weird.
Yeah.
It's weird not doing anything but taking care of a kid.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
I feel like even all these other side quests that we're talking about is also taking care of your kid. Because that's like your future, like financial,
true.
And like you're taking care of yourself. So just by taking care of yourself, that counts as taking care of your kid.
Yeah. So that's the plan.
Yeah.
We're going to Hawaii for our first birthday.
When is this?
You don't know her birthday?
Wait. That's still far away.
Yeah.
Oh. It's like, isn't that like 6 months?
It's 6 months from now.
Oh, yeah. What?
But no, we booked there's a Disney hotel in Hawaii called Alani.
Oh, wait. I think I went there.
You have?
I think I stayed at a hotel next to that, and I walked over there for the restaurants.
Oh, yeah. That's where we're going. So it'll be lit. I mean, I don't know how much she'll remember, but she'll recognize things by the time and walk and talk and swim, maybe. So
nice. She's not going to remember any of it.
Yes, she will.
No, not even a little bit.
Damn.
She'll remember for like a week.
Pictures she will.
No.
And she's going to look. She's going to look at her pictures?
She'll remember the pictures, but she won't remember.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But yeah, she's going to look at pictures. Like, I want her to look at pictures like, dang, this is so cool. My parents cared enough for me to put a birthday in the Disney hotel like that.
Yeah.
That's lit.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's mainly for us.
Man, I saw this freaking post of this daughter who was 7 years old, and she was singing with her dad, and her dad is 50 years old.
Mm.
And she said, in the song they wrote, she was talking about how her dad is older, a lot older than her friend's dad's, and she's like, will you be around when I'm older?
Oh.
And then he talks about how I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to try to stay here as long as I can for you.
Yeah.
And it's just a 7-year old, like, and he said he based the song off a conversation. Like, she came and said that one day. It's like, are you gonna be here when I'm your age?
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, I can't promise that.
Dang.
But I'm gonna try. I was like, dang.
He should have been like, yeah.
Yeah.
I would have been like, oh yeah, I will. Yeah. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Why give her some doubt, bro?
Yeah, well, he can't lie. He's like, he is a lot older. He is 43 when he had her.
Yeah.
So I was like, dang. So I'm hoping, like, to have a kid before 40, please. Mm-hmm. Before 40.
Yeah.
Because I'm 36. We're going to be married when I'm 37.
Yeah.
And then a year is 39 being married.
Yeah.
Oh, no, 38 is being married. And then hopefully start around 38 trying, mm-hmm, and have one by 39. Please.
Yes.
Yeah.
The thing is, we're capable of living a long time.
Yep.
We are.
Yeah, we are. I feel like... You know, I always see posts that say, the lifespan of the humans is so much more than it was like 100 years ago, or like 50 years ago.
Yeah.
But my dad is not gonna, like, my grandparents lived till their 80s.
Yeah.
My parents probably lived to their 80s. We're going to live to our 80s. When does it, like, is our kids going to be the ones to make it to, like, on average, it's 100 years old now?
Oh, man, I don't know. Me, for sure.
I thought that we're supposed to live, like, 20 years longer than our grandparents. That's not true. Because my grandparents got up there.
Bro, you can, bro.
No way.
You're talking like you're going to die on your 80.
I think so.
Not with that attitude.
No, with that attitude, yes, I will.
Dang, bro. All right, you die then.
And I just feel like, 80 is a long time. I feel like that's like, kudos. Like, you made it. You're done. Go home.
Yeah.
Like, go home.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I saw this post like, facial reactions whenever we see news of people dying and you see their age.
Yeah, I saw that too, yeah.
It's like 1-year-old, 10-year-old, 20-year-old.
And 30s, like,
30.
And then 90? Oh, good, nice. You did it.
Yep. Yeah. 100?
Yeah. Like 130? Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm going to try to live until I'm 99.
Dang. So, wait. So, if I want to live as long as you live, that means I have to live till 100.
Oh, dang.
Can you lower it a little bit? Just a little bit.
55?
No, more than that.
Oh, my bad. 89?
Okay, cool. And then I'll make it to 90.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to try to hit 99.
You can go past that, but that's the goal.
99, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, lit.
Okay.
I don't know. I just think it's possible. Because I see, I run marathons and stuff. I see like 87-year-olds running that.
You see that guy, I don't know his name, but I see him everywhere. That, sure. Like, he's like all about extending his life. And like, just like, he does everything. And he does like 20 minutes of red light. Brian Johnson. How old is he? Do you know? Because he's all about like youthfulness and like he takes every supplement. He takes peptides. He works out. He's in the sun for a specific amount of time every day. And and he drinks like this much water. And he's very, very in tune about longevity.
Oh, yeah. Hold that thought. There's a flashing light over there. I guess since this last episode, can we see what that light looks like? Every time we see a light like that. Thank you, Matt. That means the camera is about to stop. So we have to stop manually and re-record, which we will do now.
Now you know all our secrets.
Seamless transition.
So Brian Johnson.
Yes.
He's trying to extend his life. I think he wants to live to like 200, probably.
Uh-huh. That's crazy.
And he's 48.
Uh-huh.
But his biological age is 37. But if you ask me,
I'm asking you.
He looks like he's like in his mid-50s.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so he looks like almost a decade older than he is, but his biological clock is 10 years younger. Uh-huh. But so
is he
like,
white?
Yep.
That's why.
Yeah, I think that too as well.
Yeah, because Asians, you know, a 70-year-old Asian versus 70-year-old white man, big difference.
Big difference, big difference.
Yeah, so.
You know, someone told me I looked 30 recently, and I was like, whoa, that's crazy. I've never gotten 30.
Really?
I'm always in the 20s, usually like mid-20s. So I was like, whoa, 30? Whoa. And I'm 36, but yeah. I've never been told I look 30 before.
Uh-oh.
So I was like, what? That's crazy.
That is wild. When's the last time we got ID'd?
Oh, it's been a while.
You look young, but
I mean, I look over 21.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's crazy.
Dang, you're in your 30s era, bro.
I was like, 30? What?
I know. That's crazy. Make you sad?
No, it's not sad. I'm just surprised. I was just like, whoa, that's crazy. And I also found a freaking white eyebrow hair, so that's probably not good.
Oh, you're whiting.
Yep. So the only places I need to grow a white hair that is left is never had a white pube, never had a white like facial hair, and never had a white nose hair. Do nose hairs turn white?
Everything turns white.
Okay, yeah. So those three are the last three.
That's crazy. I am so sorry, bro. It's all right,
or
dude.
Or nipple hair. Does nipple hair turn gray?
Anything turns
toe hair,
white.
Toe hair?
Toe hair.
No.
Any hair.
Okay,
any
so
hair.
I got five places that I need to grow.
Yeah.
Butt hair?
Yeah.
Oh, six places.
Dang.
Okay, I still got six left. That makes me feel better, though.
You go, bro.
That's good.
You'll be good. Oh, there's the baby with the hat.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi.
She's so pretty. Yeah, yeah.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my
gosh.
She has a hat. She
Dang.
Has a hat. Should... Oh, my gosh. I guess, can we have her in the podcast? Just the back of her thing?
Put her hat
last.
Down. Hat
yeah,
down.
Yeah, yeah. Turn the other way and walk backwards, I guess. Sideways. Yeah.
Just walk the most dangerously
Here
you
we
can.
Go. The very most dangerous thing with no help from anyone. We're helping you, though. There you go.
There you go.
Yay!
Yeah! Look at you. I see you.
It's the final podcast.
So I
Hi.
Feel like she's definitely
Hello.
The lead like in the running for Flower Girl.
Oh. Oh, you want to be Flower Girl? This is your first appearance anywhere, which is crazy.
But yeah, Flower Girl, because if it happens in a year, she'll be able to walk and she'll be trained better, right?
She'll be good.
You think like she can
yeah.
she can hold a basket by then?
You have anything to say?
Maybe.
What? Not yet. Okay.
Thanks
for coming to the podcast.
Bye, special guest.
That's wild. speaking of long life. I was like, saw something where it's like specific foods either decrease or increase life. Do you know what's the worst food you can eat that decreases
sugar.
Your life? Nope. That decreases your life by 40 minutes every time you eat it.
What? Pool water.
No. It's
oh.
a food. Actual food.
Oh.
Like if you eat it, you lose 40 minutes of your life.
What?
Yes.
No.
But there are foods that you can eat that extend your life.
It takes 40... A cigarette.
No, it's a food, bro.
I ate one for a video one time. Remember? It was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Silly. I don't know. Well, give me a hint.
You can find it at Costco.
What? It's at the grocery store?
Yes. You can eat this.
Is it...
People eat it all the time.
Is it... Does it come in like a spoonful? Is it like
no,
a bunch
not a
of
spoonful.
It in one?
No, it's
okay,
not.
It's not a spoonful. Oh, is it one... You bite straight
yes,
into it?
Yes,
Is it a fruit or...
No.
A vegetable?
Uh-uh.
Is it a meat? It's not
yeah,
a fruit or a vegetable,
yeah.
but it is a meat.
It's a meat.
Every
time you
balut.
Eat this... No. Every time you eat this, you lose 40 minutes of your life. People eat this a lot, and it's
Pork.
Probably... No.
Dang it.
Close, kind of.
Bacon?
No.
I don't know.
Hot dog.
Yeah.
Oh!
Every time you eat a hot dog, you lose 40 minutes of life, because the processed foods in the hot dog, apparently, if you eat processed foods... You're just losing life. But, you know, this specific food extends your life by 23 minutes. And it's the highest one.
Turkey dog.
No. That's
Is
bad.
Is it meat?
No.
Oh. Avocado.
It does extend your life, but not 23 minutes.
Durian.
Huh? No.
Fruit or vegetable?
He's trying to mouth me. I can't even
vegetable?
Understand. Is it this?
Vegetable?
I'm like, what do you tell you? It's not.
it's not a meat or a fruit or a vegetable?
No, it's not.
Is it a grain?
Yeah, part of it.
Oatmeal?
No.
Rice?
Good Christ. Not good rice. Oh, good guess. No.
Good Christ. I don't know.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I eat that every morning.
That's good. That's probably why your skin looks good.
Uncrustable.
It's still peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
It's probably a little bit more processed, but why? Why?
I don't know. I guess peanut butter is good for you. And jelly, I guess. And honey.
You know, they said, like, when we were growing up, they were like, oh, keep kids away from peanuts because...
Allergies?
Yeah, allergies. Yeah. Don't want to risk it, like, having a baby have an allergic reaction.
Uh-huh.
And then now they said... that it increased by a ton.
What?
Peanut allergies. Because people were told to keep their kids away from peanuts. But you're supposed to like
introduce
them early, mm-hmm. so that they can build the immunity to it.
That's the thing. We
so now the doctors are saying, just little bits. Like, show them. Like,
yes.
Introduce it to them. Yeah.
The thing is, we are introducing like solids to her. And egg is a really common allergen right now. And we had her do eggs. And she had like a little... not mild, more like moderate reaction. Like, her skin started like doing rashes and stuff. And we talked to her pediatrician, and she's like, oh yeah, that's very normal. Just keep introducing it, and then she'll eventually grow out of it. I'm like, okay. So
I just realized why everybody's been saying my skin looks good the last week.
Why?
I've been eating the most eggs I've ever eaten in my life. Every morning I eat 4 hard-boiled eggs every single morning.
Does that extend life?
I don't know, but I'm just really bad with breakfast. So I was like, what's the easiest thing I can eat that's good for you? And I was like, eggs are the number one thing that you can eat in your life. So I was like, I'm going to just eat 4 hard-boiled eggs, cut them in half, salt and pepper, bow, 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 watch anime, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing it every day for 2 weeks now because me and Andrew are like, hey, let's do a workout program. So we've been going hard every, and then I was like, if we're going to do this, then we have to eat at least I was like, when I was your age, I worked out a bunch. I ate horribly and I got super fit. So you don't have to worry about it. But we at least have to eat eggs in the morning. And he said, okay, that must be what it is. The last week, 3 people have randomly told me, hey, what are you doing for your skin? And I was like, what? Nothing. It's just eating eggs. Does that help your skin?
I don't know, but it extends your life for 5 minutes.
Each egg?
Each egg.
Oh, so that's 20 minutes a day.
And you eat peanut butter and jelly?
I eat Uncrustable if I'm in a rush. And then if I have time, I hard-boil 4 eggs and sometimes eat a bagel with cream cheese.
Oh,
but
that's
crazy. Eggs are so good for you.
We're just trying to be healthy, right?
I ate eggs, like scrambled eggs, like maybe twice a week my whole life. But the last 2 weeks, I've eaten 4 every day. So 4 times 7 is... 28, so that's 54 eggs in the last 2 weeks I've eaten.
Oh.
Dang.
I have some more hot dog. Hot dog is actually negative 36 minutes. Bacon is bad.
How many hot dogs have you eaten in the first 20 years of your life? No, first 30 years of your life.
I mean, I don't eat it that much. Fortunately.
Well, in our 30s, no, but in my 20s, probably mid-20s to like birth, I probably ate at least 100 hot dogs.
Oh, yeah, me too, bro.
Like, cookout, I was eating hot dogs.
Oh, man. I ate, like, so much for a video one time. Oh, boy. That's, like, negative 200 minutes right there. Bro, oh, my God.
Probably after 26, I probably ate a hot dog twice.
Okay. Peanuts is actually the biggest life gainer.
Really?
Right?
I guess
peanut
butter.
Why are we also allergic to peanuts?
Because of what the freaking doctors...
It's peanuts and salmon and the banana, then beans. Extend your life.
Dang.
Right? Anyways, yeah.
What, you don't got baby guava number 2 on the in your brain yet, right?
Oh my God. Yeah, for sure.
Really?
No.
I
was doing Carl, it's not even Carl about Anthony yet. Towns. Have you seen Carl Anthony Towns like his interviews and stuff?
Mm-mm.
She's so zesty, bro.
What?
He's so zesty.
No, I haven't seen it.
No, I'll show you later. Anyways, congrats, Knicks. If you're a Knicks fan, congratulations.
Knicks.
Yeah.
Dang. So I think hopefully my preference would be your second kid and my first kid would be around the same time, within the same 6 months. Mm-hmm. That would be the goal.
But you live so far.
It's fine. I feel like I'm gonna be here more than anywhere else other than North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Like if I do need to go somewhere, it's probably gonna be here. Because even with brand deals, I'm gonna tell my manager, I'm like, if it's over $10,000, I'll fly here.
Oh, okay.
Like anything $10,000 or up, I'll just fly here for the day.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. It's just 5 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about this? When we turn 44, 45, we move to San Diego.
And you're gonna go there too?
Yeah, why not?
I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm sure Alexis would love it.
Oh, yeah.
I think we'll go there. And then, okay, so that gives us, 45, so it's...
How long is that?
That's 9 years. 9 years, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's a long time from now.
Yeah, and then our kids will already be...
But because remember, I moved a lot, and then when I was a kid, and it kind of, fucked me up. I don't want that for the kid.
Yeah, but you're not moving out of the country. You're moving to another part of the state.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Also, by that time... That's 9 years. She's going to be fifth grade. She's switching school, going to middle school anyways.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like she's leaving her friends.
But the one of you have elementary school friends that you want to be super close with.
I feel like.
Then you got to convince them to move to San Diego too.
No, because when you went from elementary school to middle school, you probably kept 5, maybe 10% of the people you knew came to the same school as you. And then you didn't even talk to them. You were just like, hey, I went to elementary school.
Can't relate. Moved a lot. I would have kept 100% of them.
You think we'll ever start the podcast back up one day? Me either. But this was a fun era of life.
I mean, maybe, bro. Maybe when we're in San Diego.
Yeah. That'd be crazy.
That'd be lit.
We would be so mature.
We're freaking here, dude.
I feel like we're going to have more life in the next 10 years than we did our whole lives so far.
I feel like I'm having a lot of life the past 6 months than I did the last 3 years.
Yeah, eat some peanut butter and eggs.
I have been.
Eggs and peanut butter?
Eggs and peanut butter. Oh, but nice. This was before I knew that fact, though.
I actually upgraded my Uncrustables to the protein ones.
Oh, no, that's great. Protein's so good.
And you know what that means?
That means
just a ton more peanut butter. Oh my gosh.
No way. So your mouth is like poo-poo.
Yeah,
mouth.
I'm like when it's the regular ones, I think it's 3 grams of protein.
Yeah.
But the protein ones have 15 grams of protein, which just means they put more peanut butter in there.
5 times the peanut butter, basically.
It's at least 3.
Damn.
At least before it was pretty even, maybe a little bit more jelly.
Yeah.
But now it's just but I've been eating that for a few months.
I think secret is protein.
Eggs, man. That's crazy.
Eggs.
It's only been 2 weeks, and I'm not sick of it yet. Andrew's already sick of it.
Eggs?
Yeah.
How do you cook your eggs?
Hard boil. I put water in a pot, then I put the eggs in the pot, then I turn it on to high, then I put a 15-minute timer on, done. I don't even let the water get warm.
What?
Yep.
So it's hard?
The eggs?
Yeah.
It's good.
I gotta get you this hard-boiled thing we got, bro.
How long? Is it a lot faster?
It's 5 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
How?
It's I'll show you inside, but you just put a whole bunch of eggs in this little thing, cover it, put a little water, it just steams it 5 minutes, and boom, eat.
What? That sounds like a good going away present.
Dang. Don't tell him, because I was going to give it to him as far as 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, that would be great, right? Yeah, that's good, because I just, usually I put it in, and I watch an anime episode, and the eggs are done by then, and then I eat that thing up.
It makes a cool, noise when it's done. It's got dum dum da da dum 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 da da dum.
It sounds like Darth Vader.
Huh?
Sounds a little like Darth Vader.
Dum 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 dum
dum dum da da dum.
Yeah. Oh. It's pretty lit. Oh, okay. Man. So, who was your favorite guest, bro? Out of all the guests we had.
Dang.
We had a lot of guests. We had Cesar Millan. Michael Alvarado,
Dante Bosco,
Johnny Gilbert. I was looking through my Spotify playlist.
Yeah.
And I saved a song by Johnny Gilbert back in 2021.
Oh.
I was like, Johnny Gilbert? What the?
That's crazy.
I was like, oh.
I think my favorite guest was probably Fousey. I think it's just because we have a lot of history. So it was... funny catching up and just our chemistry.
Yeah.
It was just funny.
I was so stressed that day.
Yeah.
Like, I don't everybody know the was. Way you did, but I was just like, oh, what's he going to say? What's he going to do?
What's he going to do?
Yeah. Oh, he did stuff. He did this. But it was all good vibes.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, yeah. Crazy stuff did happen. But I'm never worried about it because... I'm used to it. I'm just like, what? Yeah. What is happening today? Usually, I'm the friend that everybody's like, "What's he gonna say?"
Yeah.
But when I'm with him, it's him. Like he overpowers my "What's he gonna say?"
Yeah. Absolutely.
Who's your favorite guest?
I say Michael Alvarado.
Michael Alvarado?
I think so. I think both times, I feel like
that was the realest podcast.
The most realest. Yeah. Because he was fresh off of like the whole situation mm-hmm. with his ex. And we just felt everything, his emotions mm-hmm. with how he feels at the time, with his daughter's relationship, with everything. And then seeing him the second time and how it completely shifted. And I saw the growth in him,
mm-hmm. happiness.
How it changed happiness. I'm uh-huh. like, oh my God.
'Cause I remember if you can get through what he went through, then you can get through anything.
For real, dude.
Yeah.
That and a lot of peanut butter and eggs, honestly.
Yeah. I think, okay, who was your least favorite guest?
Least favorite.
Fousey.
No. I can't say that, bro.
Yeah, there is no least favorite. I don't have a...
Is this mold?
Nah. Maybe. A little bit. No. That looks like insulation of some sort.
Okay. As long as it's not mold. Been here. No, not Fousey. It was funny.
Okay, let's see. Let's just go back and forth. Let's pretend we haven't said any guest names. And let's see who can name the most. Okay, I'll go first. Fousey.
King Batch.
Michael Alvarado.
Timothy De La... Changarasu.
Yes. Cesar Millan.
Johnny Gilbert.
My mom.
My sister.
Alexis.
Andrew.
Monette.
Pablo.
That's a good one. Nick.
Oh, he was.
Nick LMAO.
Sean Does Magic.
Oh, that's gotcha, a good one. That's a good one. Dang, am I running out? Joey Graceffa.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think you're going to win. I'm running out.
There he is again, mouthing. Is that?
No cheating.
I was like, what are you trying to say? I don't read lips. AJ.
Ooh.
Raphael.
Guapo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They say Dante already?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Dante Bosco.
Mm-hmm.
Got him.
Dang. Is that everybody? No, there's probably a lot more.
There's probably like five more.
Oh.
There he is again, mouthing. Who's that? JT.
I don't know who JT is.
Justin Timberlake.
Who's that?
John Travolta.
No.
Who's mouthing? JT. JT. Oh, hold on. Wait. Is that a hint?
Justin Trudeau. Justin Bieber.
Wait, this is it. Jake Thomas.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay. There
was a couple. Give me some initials.
Oh.
Chris and Sharla.
Yeah, Chris and Sharla.
Uh-huh.
I think that's everybody.
Two more.
Aaron Ronnie.
Aaron Ronnie.
Yeah, they definitely came on. I think that's it.
No, there's one more.
No.
Yeah, look. Mm-mm. Look.
Nope.
David Goggins.
No.
David Goggins.
No.
That's it?
Yeah, just tell us.
Give me initial. SD.
San Diego.
Sophia De God. Sophie Dossi.
Oh, Sophie Dossi, yeah.
Sophie Dossi. Yeah.
That was an early one. That's it?
J.E.
J.E.
is known
for epic
Oh, Josh Elkin.
Did we Josh say Johnny Gilbert? Oh, he was? Oh, he might have been.
Josh Elkin was the first guest, I think.
Probably one of the first. Oh, Alvarez.
David.
Dang it.
Oh, my gosh. We had a lot of guests then.
Dang. Wow, this is it. It's coming to an end.
For now, until we go to San Diego. How many times did you cry in the podcast? Two, right? At least two.
More than two. Probably four.
Four.
Well, cry where tears fell, probably two. Yeah. Teared up, probably five.
Yeah. It's always about the fam, right?
Yeah, always about the family.
That's
or
good.
Like,
that's good.
Just talking. Well, for my future, I forgot to mention that. For my future,
I am
on Twitch, twitch.tv/OxLobby. I am going to start focusing more on... So I tried to go crazy with streams, but then I made a lot of streamer friends, and I was like, how do you guys freaking stream 10 hours a day, every day? And I'm like, oh, you're early 20s. I know, because I can't do that. Yeah. I got a fiance. I got stuff I got to do. But I am going to start trying to stream 5 hours 3 times a week.
Yeah.
For 5 hours. But and then also focus on vlogs again. And I got the Wasabi Brothers thing going on.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of traveling, so the vlog's about to get lit. And yeah. I'm trying to get my life straight. I'm trying to catch up with the dad life.
Mm.
That's probably the main goal.
You don't have to catch up, but catch up, bro.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Nah, do the thing, bro.
Yeah.
Once you get your life settled, things will be a breeze, bro. Trust me, bro.
Yep, trust.
I don't know what I'm saying. My life not a breeze.
Trust.
Any advice to our episode one selves that you give us, I guess? My advice, don't cut your hair, bro. Just trim it. That's it. I don't know why you buzz that.
You trying to go longer?
Huh?
Is that good? Are you trying to get longer, or what are you trying to
do? Just a little bit longer. I'll just trim it.
Yeah. I think you should keep the mullet, but long mullet.
Like a wolf cut?
Yeah.
I mean,
like,
maybe.
Just
I'll
grow
try
this
out.
So it's still long enough to put in a ponytail, but yeah. The rest is longer.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like my hair, man. I don't know how I buzz it.
How long has it been since we became friends again?
2013, 2014, 2013, 2023, 25 years. 25 years.
Since we became friends again.
Oh, again.
It's been like, because like, I feel like we broke up and we didn't contact each other for like 3 years.
Yeah.
And then we saw each other for a couple years. We saw each other at things and like,
no,
I was secretly
3 years?
Hoping.
No, I wouldn't say 3 years, bro. Because there's 2016. I didn't talk to you. 2017. Like two years.
And then we saw each other at the
at
gala.
At the Streamies thing. Yeah. Or the gala?
I think the gala. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
But, and then, for like the next year or two after that, I would see you more often, but not a lot.
Yeah.
And then, so I think it's been like,
I think after the pandemic, it's like a lot more.
So like maybe 24,
23?
2022. So it's been, 4 years.
Oh, yeah. 23. Yeah, 2022. I remember end of the year, we filmed the Christmas video. Then I asked you to be a groomsman, which is
oh,
lit.
Oh, yeah.
We filmed that little box video where you just kind of chose a box.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
So 4 years and now we're separating again.
Yeah.
Dang.
It's okay. We got technology nowadays. You fly in and out.
I think I'll be here about every 2 to 3 months for sure for something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm probably going to stay here 90% of the time.
Yeah, you can.
All right.
Go ahead.
Yep.
You do your thing, bro.
Do I have to tell you or can I just show up?
No, you got to tell me, bro. This ain't the Philippines. You can't show up.
All right. Fine.
Yeah.
How long ahead of time?
At least a
minimum.
Day.
A day?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do three.
Just a day? Yeah, that'd be nice. Not the morning of. Like, yo, where you at? I'm outside, open up, you can't do that.
Remember when we were kids and we didn't have phones and we just showed up at each other's house?
That was so lit, bro.
And I'm like, hey, wait, let's do something. And then you're like, oh, I gotta finish my homework. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna come back.
Yes.
And then I come back like 30 minutes
those
later.
Those are so nice, bro. Like, we have access to everyone's yards. Just hey, I'm in your yard or
like,
whatever.
And like, I remember always knocking on like my friends' doors and then the parents are like, what? And I'm like, Roy. And they're like, Roy!
Yeah.
And that was it. But they were just like, which one do you want? Which one? And I'm like, okay, this one today. Give me
or
that
like
one.
You had to use the phone, the actual phone with the buttons.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, hey, is Roy there? Or is Alex there? Or is Jeff home?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? You want to come over? It's so
the
lit,
best
bro.
Days from back then were when like, it's just like impromptu, like everybody came over that day. It's like, whoa, like I'm just hanging out in my garage, like, or whatever. And then like 5 people decided to come by and it wasn't planned. And then everybody's just, I'm like, whoa, it's like a party. And then we end up inviting the rest of the group.
Yeah.
And then everybody just comes hang out and nobody had this plan. That was like the best days.
I know, bro.
Yeah.
Rest in peace those days. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can still rip, it won't be the same as the back in the day, but it's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like our kids, they won't experience that because they can just text or something, right?
It's crazy that like Andrew knows what a VHS is. He knows what the radio is.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what this is. Like he knows what a newspaper is. Baby Guava is probably not going to know what a newspaper is.
Unless we introduce her to a newspaper.
unless I don't think newspapers are going to exist for the next 20, like 10 more years. I feel like they're going
to exist.
No, I know, but in the next 10 years, they're probably going to phase out.
I guess I'm going to read newspapers every day in front of her and I'll be like,
I'm not even reading this. I'm just letting you know there's a newspaper.
They're not going to know what TV is.
They will.
No, they don't know what TV is. They know what Netflix is. They know what streaming is. They know what AI is. They know what YouTube is. They're not going to know what TV is. And they're not going to be like, they're going to be like, you used to stop four times to watch ads and you couldn't skip it or anything. And you couldn't even subscribe to not get the ads.
It's different, bro.
We're like, yeah, we didn't. We could. We had no choice. We had to sit through it and we had to be there at the exact same time when it was on. And we couldn't rewind.
Dang, bro. You sound traumatized.
No, it's just crazy. I'm just like, crazy. Whoa. Like, we were from a certain generation. Andrew's generation was familiar with our generation, but the generation after him is not going to know anything from our generation.
Yeah, it's all gone on about.
Like, our parents
But it's
really
coming back, though. Like, I see, like, kids nowadays with, like, little CD players and, like, little headphones like that. And what parents do sometimes, they give their kids like a VHS TV combo.
Yeah.
And they go to the store or like the thrift shop and grab like VHS tapes.
Yeah.
And then they just let their kids do screen time on their by themselves. But they have to work for it. Like they have to put their VHS there. They have to press the buttons, to rewind it, and then watch it. So they can understand what that is.
Are you going
to
do that?
Yeah. That sounds lit for me, for nostalgic reasons, and for her.
Yeah.
So, like, learn how to, like, press the buttons and stuff. That'd be cool.
So, we grew up in the 90s.
Yeah.
Our parents grew up
in the 50s.
In the 60s, right?
Yeah.
In the 60s. So, I'm like, whoa, the 60s?
60s, 70s, 70s.
That's crazy. Yeah. So, our kids are going to be like, you grew up in the 90s? So, their 90s is our 60s.
Mm.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is wild, bro. You know how mad I get nowadays whenever I have to scroll to get to my year, whenever I sign up for things?
Mm-hmm.
It's getting so much longer and longer.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know we're getting old, bro. It used to be like, boop. Now it's like,
I feel like, why would they make the newer years first when they have the most nimble fingers?
Bro, for real.
Why wouldn't they start it like...
For real.
Like, people are still alive from like the 1950s. Why don't they put like, start at 1950 and you have to go up. Make the kids go up.
That's true, bro.
Yeah.
Because no one's gonna...
I don't got time for this.
Oh, you got time, bro. Like, why you start at 2026? No 1 year old not gonna get that.
Yeah, no 1 year old's gonna be on there.
For real.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. I guess this is it, bro.
This is it.
Are you going to go to Hawaii for baby's first birthday? You can.
Oh, and yeah, in 6 months?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, we'll be in the Aulani.
Okay. Well, we'll probably just do a one-way here and then just go with you guys so we can help.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll just be here for a day. So it's not a 12-hour flight. It's
just
6 hours. We can come visit, say hi, hang out, and then get ready and then go. Who else
is
going?
Okay, cool. Like Ian.
Okay. So it's gonna be kids.
Yes.
Okay.
Mainly kids.
Yeah.
You know what's sick though?
What?
For the hotel. So there's like a breakfast thing, but you have to call 45 days prior to the actual date you want. So I already had it set. But anyways, there's a breakfast. You go downstairs and you have freaking breakfast with all the Disney characters. Ooh. Like Mickey's there, Chip and Dale's there, Pluto.
That sounds expensive. Like, I will see you after.
I don't know. No, it's not expensive. It's just hard to get.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, so
it's
when should
booked.
I... You already booked your room?
Yeah.
So when should I do that?
Right now, they have a 30% off deal.
Why?
Right now. It's a fall deal. Fall deal. Something deal. It's 30% off.
Yeah. 6 months, that'll be a good time for me to get settled in.
Yeah. I'm also doing a marathon, so if you want to do it, you can do it.
In Hawaii?
Yeah.
Full marathon?
Mm.
Nope. Maybe half.
There's 10K. You don't have to do it at all. This is for my own, like, my goals.
I'm not going
to
do it.
All right.
But I will see you in Hawaii, and I will see you on Guava Blocks.
What?
Guava Blocks?
Guava Blocks,
Guava
baby.
Guava Blocks, sorry. I don't play enough Roblox.
I guess.
Goodbye is here.
The goodbye is here. I guess final remarks.
To the audience, thank you for being here, listening to us, getting closer with us, and I feel like this podcast was as much for me as it was for you guys. Mm-hmm. I super enjoyed doing it. I super enjoyed letting you guys into our minds and our lives and our thought processes. And I think I've probably read every single comment, at least for the first week after the podcast came out. I've read mm-hmm. every single comment you guys have posted, and I guarantee I am going to read every single comment, probably more than once. Probably every few months, I'm going to go back and read every comment. So leave something for me to come back to.
Yes. And the audience, thank you so much for just listening, spending time out of your days just to listen to us, even though sometimes it's just nonsense or just us being silly and stupid. It means a lot to us. I know a lot of you guys have grown up watching us and seen us change and grow in our own lives. And just want to say thank you for giving us a chance, for believing in us to just even care about what we talk about. That means a lot more to us than you know. And like Alex said, this podcast really helped me grow. It's very therapeutic, honestly. It's a good time to catch up with my buddy Alex and his life. And honestly, I have no regrets. I really don't. I mean, it's just nice to watch the podcast back and to see how much we've grown. And I can't wait to see. I don't know. We'll maybe do a special episode.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do that. And then
I feel
just
like
kind
if
of
we
like
do it,
catch
it'll probably
up.
Be on Wasabi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can just do like a super special episode. I don't know. See what life is about at the time being. So thank you. We love you. We really do with all our hearts. Honestly, without you guys, we have no reason to do what we do. So.
And the people that were here for this audience, I hope most of you would say that we were childhood. But now you can say we were your adulthood too.
Yes.
Most of you were kids when you first watched anything we did. And now you're adults with your own kids, which is crazy to think about.
Or you're in college.
Or you're in
college.
You used
to watch when you were in elementary school, and now you're in college.
We all grew up. We're all grown up together. And that's crazy. We've affected a lot of lives. Millions of lives.
And remember, life is not a straight line. It's always up and down. So no matter where you go, you'll end up where you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And to my future self, what's today? The 24th. Today is June 24, 2026. So if this ever gets to my future self, June 24, 2036, I hope you're the greatest dad. There's probably going to be a lot of good and bad things in life, but I know that you can get through it, and I know you did, because you wouldn't be watching this right now. And I hope you are happy, and I hope that you strive to become an even greater father than you are now, and a husband and a son.
In 2036, baby Glad was probably gonna already have her first crush.
Hey, beat his. No, you good. You do your thing, man. My thing with the crushes is the more resistance that you give and restrictions to your kids, the more they will rebel. So allow them to just be confident in yourself, baby guava. And if there are any other baby guavas, be confident, be brave, and know how to, you know, defend for yourself. And don't let anyone change your perspective of who you are inside, because who you are inside is what matters the most. Just love yourself, and love will spread.
To future Alex, in 10 years, in 2036, I hope you are thriving in life, family. Your wife is doing amazing and living all her dreams, and you have provided immensely for your kids' lives and your partner's lives and your own life. I hope that you figured out what you want to do for the rest of your life. You locked in and your kid has no worries. I feel like a lot of people, that's what your goal is or what it will be when you get to your 30s, because that's what really matters. So that's what I hope. That's what I hope.
That's good hope.
Yeah.
Audience and future Alex,
mm-hmm.
You're doing great, brother. You're doing great. You're a great dad. You're a great brother, a great son. And I know you know that. This is from Roy in 2026, talking to Alex, 2036.
All right. To 2026, Roy.
Right there.
2026, Roy.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm glad I got you back in my life. I'm glad I got to be there for your wedding and for your first kid. And I can't wait to see what you see, which is Uncle Alex. I want to see what Uncle Roy is like.
Ooh.
I want to see how I want our kids to grow up knowing each other. I want them to be cousins that do know each other's middle names. Unlike us with our cousins.
Uh-huh.
And I want our kids, I'm hoping that my kids are in the high end, like top five list of people they want to call when they have good news or bad news.
No.
Yeah. And I'm moving away, but we're still going to be each other's lives. And every time I come to California, you'll be the first person to call.
Oh. Thanks,
I love
brother.
You.
I love you, brother. My hands are sweaty. I'm so sorry you touched it. And to 2026, Alex,
yeah,
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of all the hard work you got and did to get to where you are now, whether it's boxing or just streaming or just being a fiance or mm-hmm. a brother or son. I know you're always thinking all about how to be the best you could be, and you're doing really good at that. And I acknowledge that because I see how hard you think about it and plan about things and stress out about it, but it's all for the greater good because that's how much you care about other people, and that's how much you care about making sure everyone's good in the future, because that's just who you are. You just like taking care of everybody because you just love them so much, and you will be in the forefront of everybody that you love because that's just who you are. And when you become a dad, it's already no doubt that you're just going to be the best dad ever, because how you treat your friends, your family, your fiance right now is going to be 10 times the amount with your kid. So I can't wait for that. Our kids will be best friends no matter what. Yep. We already talking about it. So it's going to happen for sure. bro. Love you, brother.
Love you too.
It's not the end. Just the end of the podcast, but our friendship lasts forever. And special thanks to Matt. Thank you for helping out.
And Leo,
thank you for helping out as well. And who was there? Pablo Carlos, before the whole spicy fruit split.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for all the help and always just being here to help out. I mean, it's just nice to just, you know, see you guys. I mean, this is the podcast that a good excuse to just see people. Because sometimes it does get lonely.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, there's people I know. Yeah. So thank you guys. Love you guys. That's all I got for my remarks. And shout outs to my dogs. And now time to kiss.
And this is the last time I guess we're going to say it.
Mm-mm.
A little bit of heat.
Oh, a little bit of sweet.
Spicy fruit. Wow. Okay.
Bye.
Oh!